Tufel, the two different levels of Betochen, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lady Akiva, Teresh Ritzah, Teresh Bofer. And we started relating to this yesterday to being a Leila Seder, the two different ways of making a Seder, and to Leil Tisha B'Av. Let's go from here. No, we haven't done this. Okay. Kuf Ein Vov. Leila Seder v'Leil Tisha B'Av. Leila Seder v'Leil Tisha B'Av Cholim Ki Yodur V'Oise Yom B'Shvur. As we said yesterday, Tisha B'Av and Pesach fall on the same day of the week. Shneim Nikreim Moyed. They're both called a Moyed. A Moyed means a meeting place. They are both called what we would call a festival, a Chag. We don't use the word Chag, we use the word Moyed. Gam Tisha B'Av Nikra Moyed. We don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Moed Mashmoise Pekisha Pegisha Muchana Mirosh Koloshin Akosuv. It's the Mashmois of the Loshin Moed is a prearranged meeting. It's not just a meeting, it's a prearranged meeting. Koloshin Akosuv. Hilchu Shneim Yochdov Bilti Im Nodu. As we know, all the Yomim Toivim are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vatamu ki heim noivim mikoyach hagilu shel Yitzias Mitzrayim. All the Moadim, all the Chugim, Chagim, flow out of the Gilu that took place at Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can't have a Shavuos and you can't have a Sukkos without, you can't have a Pesach obviously, without the Gilu that took place at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anu koivim chag al kach shel Kodesh Baruch Hu nigla aleinu v'bikshonu oisoi k'shehitzi yisanu mitzrayim. We establish a festival on the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and met us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Hu nigola aleinu ba'anem kvoidei v'nosen lanu satoyre v'kagashvuz. He revealed himself in the onan hakovod, protected us in the onan hakovod, and he gave us his Torah with a gilu. That was Chag HaShavuos. But it wasn't, it was on Yom Kippur. But anyway, whatever. Hu hagen v'sichach aleinu ba'anone kovet v'oed luma zois b'tisha b'av. So that's the whole concept of Yitzhak Yisrael, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu being megale himself to us. On Tisha B'Av, there's no gilu of Hashem mefurish like that. As luma zois b'tisha b'av anu gelino oiso, we reveal Hashem. Ubesoy shel dover shuv nigvshanu. How do we meet Hashem on Tisha B'Av? Not because He reveals Himself to us and He comes to us. Dropinka zois yistan yontif. Hashem comes to visit you on Shabbos. You go visit Him. Shabbos, you go into Hashem's world. Yontif, Hashem comes to visit you in your world. Hashem comes to us. Tisha B'Av, you have to find Hashem and bring Him in. Nimtza shegam Tisha B'Av Moed Hu. Tisha B'Av is also a Moed because it's a meeting of Hashem. Because that's how I used to say, the greatest gilu we have of Hashem during the year is on which Chag? Where's the greatest gilu of Hashem? Which are the Chagim, would you say? The Moadim, let's call them Moadim. Tisha B'Av. Why Tisha B'Av? He said, when you see a little kid running across the road and a bus misses him by half a millimeter, God forbid, yeah? Everybody runs up to the kid, are you okay? You know, some softy gives him a sweet, this one pats him on the back, everyone's being nice to him. Or walks up one guy and gives him such a patch. Who's that? The father. The only person that allowed to patch a child is the father. When you get a makkah on Tisha B'Av, when you get a patch on Tisha B'Av, who's there? It can only be Hashem. It's Tati. All the Moadim, I've added this Gilu Hashem, they're not saying, no, Chas V'Chalila. But sweets and presents and nice things can come from anybody, but a patch is only an Av, and that's what Tisha B'Av has to be in Chodesh Av. That's why it is in Chodesh Av. It has to be in Chodesh Av. It can't be any other time of the year because it's an Av. That's where his Magal himself is an Av. He gives you a good patch. Why? Because he wants to hurt you? No, because that's what corrects us. As we said many times here, if you get Tisha B'Av right, then Rosh Hashanah is a breeze. Tisha B'Av comes just before Elul. Elul comes just before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Albi said that you can't get Rosh Hashanah right if you don't get Tisha B'Av right. If you don't get a wake-up call on Tisha B'Av, you don't get a punch from your father, that doesn't wake you up. What's going to wake you up? You have to wake up on Tisha B'Av and recognize, hey, there's consequences. There's a price you pay for your sins. Well, yeah, you go through life, everything's fine, a kubasada, suddenly, boom, the way some Mikdash is up in flames. Now you start crying. Yirmiyahu Novi said it. You just cried once before, there wouldn't have been a churban. Now you're crying too late. But that's the vote of the patch. The patch is to correct us. It's from a loving father. As a Rebbe Shalanu Oedis Gilim Yuchad Hu Zeh Rebbe Akiva. The one who's Magala, this secret of Tisha B'Av is Rebbe Akiva. Shayim Asara Arugim Malchus V'Kol Yom Avayim Itztaye V'Shoif L'Golot Etzagilu Anoir Azeh Shov Avtes Hashem Elokecho V'Kol Nafshecho. His whole life he was platzing. When are we going to be able to do this mitzvah of V'Avtes Hashem Elokecho, even if you'll take your life? From Rabbi Akiva we learned how to reveal Hashem in the hidden. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't teach you that. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches you how to deal with Asplakare Meira. You don't know how to deal with Tzadik Viralo from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Akiva teaches us, how do you find Hashem in the darkness? We know that the Kruvim were embraced when the Romans came, when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they lifted up the Parechus and they saw the Kruvim were embraced. Now we know that the relationship with the Kruvim represented the relationship with Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Now, many stories that many pshatim about why that is, but you see that the deep love that Hashem had for us, that He destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and not us.
Because after that was the Galut. That means what the reaction of Am Yisrael after the Chuba.
And so?
That means we should make a big tshuva after this one. Like children, he received something and now he's a baby.
The Galus is supposed to bring us to tshuva. And yet the Galus, and to preserve us, and yet the Galus we see makes it worse. That was what the wise men of Athens asked Reb. Who is it? Gemara in Bechayres there. Rebbe Shur ben Chanan. Shkoch. Thank you. Now you know why we bring you in every year. Shkoch Godel. Okay. Shur ben Chanan. The famous Gemara is there in the debates that took place between him and the wise men of Athens. That was they asked him. Exactly what he asked. That's what they asked him. Can't remember. But he answered them. If you have a look there and see. Reb Feldman Sefer, juggling the king. There's a pshat. It's exactly what he asked him. We know that salt preserves food. But what do you use to preserve salt? That's what he asked them. So what did he answer them? With the placenta of a mule. With the afterbirth of a mule. So they said there's no such thing. A mule's a barren animal. So he answered them back and said, can salt go bad? Yeah, that's what took place there. So what are they talking about? That's what the kasha was. The Golos is supposed to preserve Klal Yisrael when they do avodas, they do sins. So the Golos is supposed to preserve them. But when you see the Golos is making it worse and worse and worse, what's going to preserve them in Golos? What's the answer? No, I need it in front of me.
What's the point
if
you're preserved if you
don't have
your spiritual...
Yes, we're talking about spiritual, how are you going
to... What do we care about Klal Yisrael if we don't have it? We don't have our spiritual center, so what are we? It's like...
Are you telling me the following? You're telling me the following story. That without the Beis Hamikdash, we have no way of being able to earn Olam Haba. That's what you're saying? What's the point of being alive? That's a Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years have done great things and earned big chunks of Olam Haba. Without a Beis Hamikdash, there's a big discussion in the Balei Machshava where the Golos is and the Chatchila or a B'diyavid. In other words, the world was created in such a way that we need to go into Golos. Oh no! You messed up, so you got a Golos, because that's the only thing that can correct you. That's the Kasha. It's not correcting us, it's making things worse. Rav Avigdor Miller says mefurish that Golos is 100% lechatchila. It had to be that way. Klal Yisrael is supposed to go into Golos. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do in Golos. Means this level, and that's what he's saying as well. This darga, the second darga of Rashi's betochen, of Tzadik Viralo, of Rebbe Akiva, that's lechatchila. The first stage is just to show you what you're capable of. Then it gets taken away and you go do it. Like you go earn it now.
Shibut Mitzrayim, that was also, we have to go through this one.
Part of the celebration of Pesach has to be that we're thanking Hashem for putting us in Mitzrayim as well. Otherwise Pesach doesn't make any sense. Somebody whacks you over the head with a baseball bat and splits your skull. He gives you a Band-Aid. The rest of your life, on the day that he gave you the Band-Aid, you have a Suda Seidor thanking him for the Band-Aid. Hashem throws you into Mitzrayim, tortures you for 400 and however many years, 210 years or whatever, and he takes you out in a blaze of glory, and we spend the rest of the life thanking him for taking us out. Who put you in there in the first place? You're thanking him for putting you there in the first place as well. But now you got the answer. Thanks for the patch, Tati. Yeah.
That's also your question.
Why do people always ask permission to ask the question?
We say that.
You come from South Africa, that's why.
It's not English.
So the Americans do it as well.
Sadik Barabo. Is there any Ra in Sadik Batobo and is there any Tov in Sadik Barabo?
What do you mean? I mean, the whole of Tzadik V'Ra'lo is Tov.
No.
But it's all good.
We're saying that Tzadik V'Tovo, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tovo, is there any Ra? Is there any Ra that comes into that equation and brought Tzadik?
We see that there wasn't always glut and always on fire. Yeah, there are tekufas, even in the tekuf of 2,000 years of Golos, there were tekufas of enormous Giloi of Shechina and Achinami. Is that what you're asking? I'm not sure exactly what you're asking.
Yeah, is there overlap between Ra and Tov in both?
You'll see that there's a little bit of everything in both, yeah. But the Ikalat that was shining is Tzadik V'Tovlo, and the Ikalat that's shining now is Tzadik V'Ra'lo. But you'll find moments of Tzadik V'Tovlo in this Tekuf, and you'll find Tzadik V'Ra'lo in that Tekuf as well, yeah. But they're not the main focus, yeah.
We could learn from them.
Right. From everything. What's it? Because it is a smack. That's not pshat. We learned pshat not like that. That's not what Avraham Avinu was asking. Avraham was asking, how do I know my children are going to go through the same Yisuri that I went through? That's what he was asking from my Ada. Of course it's a smack. But it's a patch. No one's saying it's not. But it's good. It's l'chadchila. When you give your child a patch, that's better. Yevon or l'chadchila?
Most of the time, they react.
Once again, we're talking about somebody who knows. Today we don't know how to give a smack, that's why it's osa. It's osa to hit a child today. Pashtas. No, whatever, I'm not going to that sugar. Pain's not bad. We're asking, is it good or bad? We're not asking, is it hard or easy? You know, I know those two concepts have become very mixed up in this generation, you know. The opposite of hard is bad. I mean, the opposite of hard is easy, is good. No, that's what I'm talking about. The what I'm saying is if a child needs a patch and the father gives him a patch, that's a good patch, that's a good thing. There's nothing worse and there's no bigger punishment than the father can give the child than being indifferent. Child would much rather get a patch than the father just... Avadetz lechatchila! Avadetz lechatchila! Luchas sheni was lechatchila b'dievet. That's really the sugya we're talking about. Look who's shining is
lechatchila. Why is that? Then why would the look at me shine?
They were supposed to do
an aveira. No, they weren't supposed to do an aveira, but now that they did the aveira, look who's shining is now lechatchila. Okay, so opening up a massive sugya now, which we want to learn, we have to stop here and we have to build the sugya from the beginning. Understand what's lechatchila, what's b'dievet. A small moon is lechatchila b'dievet. Fruit that doesn't taste as the tree that doesn't taste the same as the fruit, that's lechatchila b'dievet. What, the earth got punished because it didn't do what Hashem wanted it to do? And therefore Hashem punished it? The moon was a bit chutzpidik, so Hashem said, going to make you small? The moon has bechira to go connect the rots in Hashem? I have to understand the sugya properly. Okay, well, it's Katya, and if you want to do it, we can do it sometime, but it's got to be done properly. Good question. Good question.
What was the question?
Why can't we always just be happily ever after? Good question.
That
you have to go talk to Adam Arishon. That's what you have to talk to Adam Arishon. That you have to all complaints to Adam Arishon.
You could argue.
He had every
other. Well, we were Adam Arishon. Why is it not all happily ever after? You have to talk to Adam Arishon. It was supposed to be happily ever after, and he messed it up, and now we're fixing it up. Okay, Rabdovid, I hear your question. Why can't it be happily ever after? Understand, good question. Anybody want to answer that question? Why it can't be happily ever after?
Good.
It is happily ever after. That's the point. Good, okay. Nachon, the real happiness is Olam Haba. But even here, the happiness, there's real happiness here. It's nothing to do with what's going on. Doesn't say, we learned the sugya, we went through the chapter. Is it possible to be besimcha below t'nai? Simcha shelo tolu bedover. We learned the subject. There's nothing to do with being happy. You have to be happy. That's your problem. You have a chiyuv to be happy. You find out how to do that. There's nothing to do with what's going on outside. Two separate sugyas. We know akol tova, everything Hashem does is good, and we makabel it ba'av. Philosophically, we can discuss the lechatchilas, the bidiyevets of all these things. Fascinating discussion. It's worth going into some part. Okay. Chazal mitarim b'midrash v'hachove is ha-histaklusoi shomosh rabbeinu. Let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu's worldview here. Bois Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel. Gavriel, Tzava Ahavi Nishmoser Shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's time for Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama and Guf to part company. And he asks Gavriel to do him a favor and just run downstairs and bring me back Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama. On the father, Rabbeinu Shalayla, Mishu Shokul Kenegit Shishim Riboy, Echani Yichayle Roit B'moisei. So Gavriel turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, this person who was, if you put him on the one scale and you put 600,000 yin on the other scale, he's equal to the whole of Klal Yisrael. How am I supposed to see him dying? And this one who has all these qualities, how am I supposed to do this? So Kodesh Baruch Hu has his tie and he says to Michael, Gabriel kind of wheezed his way out of the job. I'm asking you, please go down and bring me Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. On the phone, Rabbeinu Shalom. Aniti lo rav v'hu haya li talmid. V'lo yechola ni lirot k'moisa. I was his rav and he was my talmid. I can't see his death. V'oisa shah kora kodesh baruch hu neshama mitoich gufa. So Hashem says, I've got to do this myself, you know. If you want to get a job done, you've got to do it yourself. You can't rely on these malachim. They're all full of excuses. My daughter, for 120 years I have kept you, contained you, and you have been in the guf of Moshe. Now it's come time for you to leave. Go back. The Nofnoma says, Hashem, I know that you are the God of all the ruchos and all the nefoshes. All the different levels of the neshamas, the spiritual worlds, that's all yours. Nefesh ha-chaim v'ameisi musurim b'yotcha. The soul of the living and the dead are all in your hands. V'ata baratani v'ata yitzatani v'ata nesatani b'gufa shal Moshe mei v'eshim shana. You created me, Yesh Ma'ayim, you formed me, and you put me into the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu for 120 years. V'achshav yesh guf tahor bo'olam yosim guf shel Moshe, shelo nira bo ruach srucha mo'olam, v'lo rima v'tola. Is there a guf that's more holy, that's more kodesh, that is more distance from any zig of tumah, of rima, of destruction? L'chein ani ohev esoy tov, ani rotze letzet mimenu. Hashem's not having a good day, eh? Now the Neshama explains, I can't leave the Guf. The neshama that despises being in a goof, Moshe Rabbeinu's goof is so kodesh but pure, the neshama doesn't want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's goof. Amal HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Neshama, tzor elach al tachorai, v'ani ma'alo yizchoi, lishmei ha-shamayim el yoinim. Come back to me and I'll put you in the heights of the heavens, the highest places. V'ano b'shiche tachas kisa kvoidi, etzel kruvim v'srofim v'gedudim. And I'll place you in the, and in the kisa covered where there's srofim, v'gedudim, but also kruvim, whatever's up there, there's very holy, high things, very high spiritual levels. V'ayis ha-shah nishku ha-kodesh Baruch Hu, v'notam nishmeisim v'neshiches peh. V'yakodesh Baruch Hu k'v'yochul v'ichel. HaKodesh Baruch Hu decided, I get to myself, it was a misa neshika, whatever that means, and he took the neshama out of Moshe Rabbeinu's goof. And Hashem k'v'yochul cries, Miyokum li mirei mi yitzev li impo le'ovin, the pasuk in Tehillim, v'ruch ha-kodesh omenes v'lokam novi oid v'Yisrael k'moshe. Had to be Ruach HaKodesh that says it, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have said it, because he was already been transplanted in the other world. Moshe Rabbeinu shuv b'chinat tzadik v'toyv lo yistalek min ha'olam al yedei neshikas piv shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. How did Moshe Rabbeinu leave the world? You can't ask for better than that. Not the Malach HaMaves, Gavriel, Michael, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kferi Ba'atzmi, says, okay. How does he do it? With a kiss. A kiss from Hashem. Don't get more intimate, more beautiful than a kiss from Hashem. When Nishmosu Hayin Neshama Kolilis shall call Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama contained all of Klal Yisrael's Neshamas. That's why to marry someone out of Klal Yisrael. You know that the Maral says that. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to marry a midnight woman? It wasn't a decent base Yaakov girl that he could have married. He had to go to Midian and marry the what's that? Was, so Maral says you have to marry someone who's not like you. To marry someone who's got tchunas that you don't have. Otherwise, what's the point? Two of me, that's not good. You need someone who's different to you, that can complement each other. There was no one in Klal Yisrael that could complement Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was the whole of Klal Yisrael. He had all the neshamas, that we'll be saying here. Nishmosa e neshama kolelis al kol Klal Yisrael. Uba'es, that's just in parenthesis. Uba'es istakluso en nasha kakodesh boch kaviyochol and knesses Yisrael. That moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's death was a kiss from Hashem kaviyochol to all of Klal Yisrael. Lumazos Rebbe Akiva, oh, so let's swing across. Couple thousand years ahead, fast forward, Rabbi Akiva, who's on the same darga kiviyochol as Moshe Rabbeinu, not in Nevuah, but in Chochem Odif Menavi. That's another sugya here, which he doesn't go into, but Kedar to look at as well sometime, is the sugya of Chochem Odif Menavi. That's the same sugya here. Chochem Odif Menavi. Chochem is preferable to a Navi. What does that mean? It's the same idea, the ideal level of the Navi. And then the Chochem who has to go rebuild the broken Torah. The Navi gets Torah clear. Hashem speaks to him and he puts Hashem's Torah on the table. The Chochem has to take Bavli, Babel, Mabubal, has to take a broken, shattered Torah that's in Golis and reconstruct it and rebuild. That's Rabbi Akiva as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is just a conduit for Hashem. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chumash, it's Kulu Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, it's Kulu Rabbi Akiva. He's avoided. It's his work. That's why Chochem's Odef Minovi, and that's the same pattern he's been going through here. Pesach Tisha B'av Torah Shabiksav Torah Shabapet Tzarek V'Tovet Tzarek V'Ralo is the same as Novi V'Chochem. Same thing that changed at the Churban at the Eishes Knesset Gedolah. That's when this change took place. Moshe Lumezois Rebbe Akiva Ayi B'Mchinas Tzarek V'Ralo Who Mistalek Min Ha'Olam Ki Yochel Al Yedei Neshika Shel Rebbe Akiva L'Kolosh Baruch Hu. Who's kissing who when they're busy destroying Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva's giving Hashem a kiss. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem gives him a kiss. And when they're busy scraping off his flesh with iron combs, and his yaitz and nishmas ba'achas, that's him giving Hashem a kiss. That's Rabbi Akiva, tzadik v'ralo. V'pirish agro al ha-posuk yishukenim m'neshiko ispiu, the posuk in Shir HaShirim. I will kiss you with a kiss of my lips. Muva shelechayra hayelo lichtoiv neshikos piv. It's in the plural. Should be in the singular. Mavara grosh sheremes yesh bedover the tevis piu nekeves mishnei tevis piha and piv. There's a remez here from the word pihu. You say piv. Pihu is piha v'piv. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu noshek leklal Yisrael. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a kiss. Ulam mi'idach gam knes Yisrael noishekes lekodesh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a kiss, we give him a kiss back. Vanamshech es dver divrei agro. Matai yisin eshik es knesser lakodesh baruch hu. Look at the going says this. When did Klal Yisrael give a kodesh baruch hu a kiss? We start closer shall Rebbe Akiva. Kach shnei masham. Okay, we'll carry that on. When do we give a kodesh baruch hu a kiss every year? No. Yes, of course, but that's not the Ikka Voida. We give a Kodesh Baruch a kiss, the Zohar says, on a Shana Rabbah. When we take the Arov, which represent the mouth, and we beat them on the ground, the Zohar says it's giving Hashem a kiss. You know that Shana Rabbah can never fall on Shabbos. You know why? Because you're Mevatel the Minna Agarovas. Shofar, Kodesh Baruch says, if Shabbos falls, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. Sukkahs, so you won't take Lulav and Esrog, Nishkefela. But Hashanah Rabba Hashem says, I'm not prepared to Mevat to the Arovas. The kiss that Klal Yisrael gives to Hashem, all the other Moyadim, Hashem gives us a kiss. It's mitzvah. You do what Hashem told you to do, it's mitzvah. What's minag? You can't command a kiss. A commanded kiss is not a kiss. But by nature, if you command a kiss, it's not a kiss. Therefore, it's minag. We give Hashem a kiss on Hashanah Rabbah. Everything, the morning of Hashanah Rabbah, all the mitzvahs get put aside, and now we step into minag. From now on in, till Motzei Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, everything's minag. Up to now, it's all been mitzvahs. Shofar, I heard this from a Pinkus, that's all. Wait, he heard it from a Chayis Nishtar. I heard it from him, but it's good enough for me. Shimshon Pinkus, that's all. Minag, that's the kiss we give Hashem.
So then Purim and Chanukah also?
Those are Durabonot. Those are Durabonot. Two Durabonot, they're the toldos of the Moadim themselves. Chanukah is a toldo of Sukkot, and Purim is a toldo of Yom Kippur.
Or
Shavuos, yeah. It's the flip side of Shavuos, you know, Chinam. It's the other half of Shavuos. Yeah, that makes more sense. If we're talking about the Moadim, Yom Kippur is not a Moed. Yeah.
But it will be.
Oh, yeah. It's Rat Hashem soon, this year. But what can I, but you know, and we know what we have to do that. What's the cure for the Churban? Yeah, they all say that. I don't like it. Eh? I wish they'd listen. If they would just listen to me, Mashiach would have come already. But they don't listen to me. Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Chumash. Tachas shelo avadetes Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivov miroiv kol. Now you know what's going to bring the Beis Hamikdash. If you're happy and you're b'simcha, you're going to have a hard time having Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is also rooted in the Tachas shelo avadetes Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivov. So the next Chofetz Chaim Shmiras or whatever should talk about being simcha. Yeah. Stop all this. Yeah. I mean, as much lost horror as you want, just be the simcha.